Today we celebrate the feast of St. Ignatius of Antioch, which, I must be honest, Ignatius is one of my favorite saints. And in many ways, outside of Mary and the Apostles, I would argue that Ignatius of Antioch is one of the top five most important saints in the Catholic Church. Now, you might be wondering, first of all, who's Ignatius of Antioch? Second, why do you think he's so important, Father? Well, we heard in today's opening prayer, really just mentioned the confessions of the martyrs, and that by his passion we may find protection. And as we look at Ignatius in particular, we see that he, like all the other martyrs, was confessing his faith. But I think who he was and the time in which he lived is particularly important for us. For indeed, Ignatius was martyred in the early 2nd century AD, about the year 107. And he himself was actually a disciple of St. John the Apostle. And during his lifetime, he wrote 7 letters to various churches throughout the Roman Empire. And within his letters, we see a very clear expression of our Catholic faith. We see, for example, that very early on, he mentions the Holy Eucharist. He talks about those impious men who do not confess that the Eucharist is the flesh of our Lord. Or he also mentions the 3 holy orders, mentioning the bishop, the presbyters, and the deacons. He mentions baptism. And so very often it can be alleged that our Catholic faith, our sacraments, the things that we believe about the church hierarchy or the Eucharist was something that was maybe invented in the Middle Ages after the church was wedded to, or I should say, many of the bishops were wedded to political power. But as we look at the writings of St. Ignatius, who, like I said, was a disciple of St. John, we find that that's not the case. But really, from the very beginning, the church hierarchy, the sacraments, etc., were all there, present in the early church. Ignatius himself was actually the first saint to refer to the church as the Catholic Church, where he said, wherever Jesus Christ is, there is the Catholic Church. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us allow the memorial of St. Ignatius of Antioch to be a day of great joy for us, in which we celebrate our Catholic faith. For this man testified early on to the very fact that it goes all the way back to the apostles. Let us ask for the intercession of St. Ignatius that we may be found to always be united to Christ's holy church.